Well, that's all the time we have for tonight's program. I want to thank our International Press Roundtable team for another fine job. Yukari Miyamai reviewing the Japanese press. Joe Yuhas, the Western and Eastern European press. Ibrahim Krizruni doing the Middle Eastern press. And Doug Vaughn doing the Central and South American press. So if you'd like to comment on this evening's program or any program you hear at KGNU, you can always call the comment line at 303-447-9911. Stay tuned later this evening at 8 o'clock for Corriente. The time now is coming up on 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's time now for the Cabaret program.
The time is now 7:01. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and I'm your host, Riley Ann, for the Cabaret program, and I'm really excited to have Whiskey Autumn in the studio with me.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Awesome. You guys want to start with a few tunes?
Yeah, we'll kick it off. This is our latest single, 747.
All you gotta do is take all you gotta do is turnstile jumping shoes, hit your subway fare to Coney Island. Wonder wheel, cotton candy glaze, carousel organ, pulsing dragon flame. Sand crusted boardwalk shoes, carny punks accost a hot dog vendor. Clouds crash above Atlantic waves, c'est la vie, no use cursing the rain. Decorated kites fly by, hung on string. Surf's up, Nathan swimming in the bay. Waving bye, 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 at past midnight. Something's always in the way. And it'd be nice, so nice, to run in our thing twice, of living out our lonely.
Through chronological timelines until they flatline.
your feather gasketed cherry picking sneezes. Bobby dolls blowing Sue, handkerchiefs, some down factory flows. But when dog days turn freezing, gone to bed and kiss me goodnight. Keep me warm till spring. Far out when the robin finally sings.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Would you like to introduce everyone so our listeners know who's all here in Whiskey Autumn?
Sure. We have Matty Schelling. He's currently playing an electronic drum pad. He'll be switching over to a real kit here shortly, also on some backing vocals. Then on the bass, we have Jason Patton, also with some backing vocals. And I'm Greg Lout on keys, guitar, and vocals.
Okay, great. So you guys seem to have this a really great musical chemistry, but you also have like a great, you know, physical chemistry here in the room. Can you talk about how, you know, you came together as a band?
Yeah, totally. Whiskey Autumn was a project I had started a number of years ago, and maybe as the name implies, it kind of sounds like it might be folk music or Americana, which was definitely what the band was rooted in initially. Then I started playing around Boulder and played a couple shows at the No Name Bar, which Matty works at and now runs, and he does all the music booking there. And I was in need of a drummer at one point, and he was free and willing to step in, and he did, and it was great, and we had like great chemistry right off the bat, and so we started down a path together, and we're currently roommates, which may be the physical connection you're sensing, so we're very close. And then Jason just joined here recently. He answered actually an ad off Craigslist, and we started rehearsing with him, and it was great. Yeah, and he's been playing with us for like 2 months now.
Okay, great. So how do you, the three of you, currently approach songwriting, and how do you see that shifting in the future?
Yeah, so currently I write like the initial skeleton of the song and like pretty much all of the lyrics, and then I have like a very strong, solid structure that's like, okay, let's see what we can do with this. Then we start playing it with Matty and Jason, and we start really feeling like what kind of beat the song's gonna have, what kind of vibe, really mess with the dynamics. So I kind of write the skeleton of the song, and then we all come together to form like the full arrangement of it. In the future, we've talked about collaborating more, like writing like eye to eye, and we haven't done that yet, but it's something we would definitely like to check out and see what happens.
Fortunately, Greg has a lot of songs. And so we still, you know, each recording project, we only do so many songs, and then there's still more. So as much as I'd like to get into the full-fledged writing process, we've got plenty of wonderful Greg Lout pen tunes to go through. So
that's great. You got a big repertoire then. So.
Yeah. We have a bunch of songs. We have a bunch that are still unrecorded. I feel like a lot of times when we're recording things, we're like doing songs that were written like 3 years ago in some cases.
That's interesting. I mean, for songs that you wrote 3 years ago, do you feel like they're the same song now with your current approach?
No, they're like completely different. So actually this next song we're going to be playing here in a minute started off as like a folk song, like how Whiskey Autumn initially, you know, operated. And just really, like, in the last couple months, we have transformed it into kind of our current electro-pop arrangement. So we've, been really open to revamping old songs and, like, writing new verses to it. So it almost changes so much that it feels like a brand new song by the time you actually get around to doing it.
That's cool. Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, yeah, cool. It's called Postcard from Tokyo.
Passing through reflections in my window, oh, staring back at you. Could have been the times we saw the lights below, oh, oh, make believe in somewhere else, somewhere we could go, oh, go. Up in the sky, out of 195. Now could you circle around instead of coming down, down? Postcard from Tokyo, and the words they read just like a voice that I had heard so long ago. The shadows of my dreams are calling out to me, goodbye. I hear your voice once again. I felt that storm subside. Up in the sky, on a 195. Now could you circle around instead of coming down, 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 down? Paper style, I'm a chew call. So long, 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 so long,
All right, we're going to switch over to the guitar and drum kit.
The power of one's imagination. Check, check, hey.
Yeah.
Can I get switched over to this one?
It's a beautiful studio KGNU has in here. For everyone listening, it's very warm feeling, very paneled.
Jason's always been a big fan of panels. It's kind of his thing.
Am I in there now? There I am.
Talk.
The song's about dreams.
I'm losing sleep again. Dreams are burned, my pocket's spent.
Had 12 pence.
Stayed up to count the stars before I got to 10. A doubtful flood crashed in. A supernova swept the boulevard. Now practice what it breathes. And devour the mango with the breeze. Please don't shoot me.
I understand you guys have some existing recordings, but you're also working on some recordings now.
Yeah, indeed. I put out a solo record when Whiskey Autumn first started a few years back, and then Maddie and I have done two EPs each of the last 2 years. And the new EP we're working on right now, we're recording it in El Dorado Springs at the Crucible with Andy McEwen. And it's actually the first songs that we played, like the electropop type leaning music.
So what are you most excited about with this upcoming EP?
It's really really new for us. It's a direction we haven't explored before, and we're recording, like, we don't really have a lot of guitars on this record so far, and it's just kind of like feels like an open new path for us, and we're just kind of excited to explore and see what happens. There's a lot of experimentation going on in the studio right now, which is pretty exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
It's always good. So I'm curious, who are some of the artists that you listen to that sort of drew you in this direction?
I would say initially Frank Ocean and Channel Orange, that record. When I wrote 747, I was like really deep into it. It was like right after Channel Orange had come out, and I was just listening to it all the time. I'm like, this is amazing. I need to write something like that feels like this. And it was like really minimalistic and kind of beat driven, but still felt human and not too processed. So it was kind of like trying to find that, you know, like human element through like the electronic noise of it. And then Maddie, he's a huge J Dilla fan. He loves making beats like Dilla, so we've been kind of exploring that too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I understand that you've been sharing your music on some tours.
Yeah, we just got back from a Midwest tour yesterday.
Wow.
We just pulled back into town, and it actually just came straight to KGNU, almost.
The cooler inside the van still has snacks, and we're ready to go. So, yeah, we just basically came right here.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we have some more trips planned. This summer, like in June and July. So we're going to be back in Boulder here for like a few weeks, but then we'll be hitting the road again soon.
Okay. What did you Was this the first tour of the band?
It was the first out-of-state tour for the band. We've traveled like within Colorado fairly far before.
Yeah, and pretty extensively.
Played in the mountains. Yeah, we've kind of played everywhere in Colorado, but this was the first time crossing state lines. So that's pretty cool within itself.
So what have you learned from the experience of touring?
There's a lot of downtime. There's a lot of time in the day when you're just like kind of hanging out, exploring a new town. We were in Lincoln on Sunday, and unfortunately, most of the shops downtown in Lincoln seem to be closed on Sundays.
Or so burned down because, they just don't exist anymore.
Yeah, there was a lot of
closed. But in Lawrence, we found a great record store.
Yeah.
So you can do record shopping in some of that downtime, but if all the record stores are closed or burned down, then...
We hung out at a park.
Yeah, we hung out at a park.
Sunken Gardens.
Gardens. That's right, there's a plug for you in Lincoln, Nebraska.
All right. Go check out the Sunken Gardens.
Sounds like an adventure.
It kind of was. There was like water fountains and like it was very botanical.
Okay. Noted. All right. And was your van a recent purchase?
Indeed.
Wow,
indeed.
That's exciting. It's like the real deal, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's such the real deal. It's a Chevy 2002 Chevy Astro van, who we've now affectionately named Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Which is, and not even, you know, anything, you know, it's not gender specific. We just happened to buy it from a guy named Bruce, and he seemed to treat it well. And so we talked to it as though Bruce was still in the car with us. And it's purple. And so one of its nicknames is Purple Rain. So... Bruce Purple Rain, you know.
Bruce, a.k.a. Purple Rain.
That's right.
I like it. Mm-hmm. It's quaint. All right. So, I'm looking forward to hearing more tunes. What else do you guys have?
Let's see. We're going to play a song right now called Grin.
Also, for the folks at home, I've already broken one drumstick.
Tally it up.
Sound crooked lies in the sand, spectral peach white frame. Sunbathing my fingers, I've grown stiff in the cold, whirring fly cake spins. Some masochistic grin. The Kato will now veins eat the sky, inch closer, take my name. It's not
All right, this next song we're going to play is called Zombie Dance.
Sound new.
All right. Thanks again for tuning in. You're listening to the Cabaret program on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and we have Whiskey Autumn live in the studio.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, for sure. You know, what I love about your guys' sound is that you've got a little bit of a throwback sound, but you've also got the modern edge. It's almost like a little Buddy Holly meets like Youth Lagoon or something.
That's pretty accurate. When Maddie and I first started playing together, we were really influenced by like early Beatles and Beach Boys stuff, and like Buddy Holly totally factors into that, and like the Everly Brothers. But we also loved like 90s rock music like Weezer and Nirvana, and yeah, like bands like Youth Lagoon. So we're kind of just like trying to like combine all of our influences and make something kind of new.
Yeah, well, it's great. And you know, as a listener, it feels like another part of kind of your signature sound is, you know, you have such a diverse set of vocals that you deliver. You know, you really go to a lot of different ranges, and you seem to work with a lot of different timbres of your voice. And I'm curious, how did you sort of develop your vocal delivery style?
I'm not like formally trained on vocals or anything like that. So I think it was just like growing up and starting to learn how to play guitar and piano was really just singing songs by artists that you like, and just having like a kind of a diverse set of influences. You kind of start picking up little things like, oh, I can kind of get a little more gritty like Kurt Cobain. I can sing a little more sweet to you like Sam Cooke, like a type of vocal. So it's just trying to like, and it really helps with the dynamics of the song if you can really bring it up really high and then, you know, bring it back down low and get everyone like listening in close. So yeah, it was really, I think really just learning though is like, you know, a lot of times when I'm standing here, I'm just like, all right, how would I need to try to sing like Morrissey or something. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and I'm curious for Jason and Maddie, when, you know, Greg brings out a tune for the band, what really catches you guys, and what you know drew you to that Craigslist ad, and what keeps you here, and what do you look forward to?
Oh wow, there's a lot of questions all at once.
Yeah. One at a time, big guy.
Right. Sonically, I mean, every song is a little bit different. So some tunes come, and as Greg mentioned before, you know, they're well-structured or somewhat fully flushed out, and they just need a really steady metronome to help just keep everything coalesced and together and in a place where it's all comfortable. But then there are tunes where they have, I don't want to say a shell, but it's a bit more stripped down, like Greg had mentioned earlier, like a Frank Ocean song, where it's just kind of a something happening on the piano, and there's a little story. He's already got the verses and the choruses, but maybe it's just been very exciting. I guess it's a two-part answer to two of your questions, is that the thing that keeps me interested and excited is that we made an agreement with one another a long time ago that there would never be moments where we'd say, oh, well, that just doesn't fit Whiskey Autumn sound. We realized that one of our greatest influences, and I think any band of the last 50 years has to draw some influence from the Beatles. In 7 years, they put out all those records, and you think about the progression that happened in such a short amount of time. So it wasn't like, you know, John said, oh, no, the Beatles would never do that because a couple of years ago we were singing I Want to Hold Your Hand. No, they progressing and constantly moving forward and adding electronic gadgets and adding synthesizers and doing a whole EP with basically no guitar. And not that I have anything against guitars, it's just, it's very exciting and different that it is still Whiskey Autumn and there's no limit or parameters on where the sound can go, on what kind of quirky instrumentation we could bring into the studio or players we could bring involved in a live setting or anything like that. And so that to me is one of the things that keeps me very involved. You know, both of these guys are great to work with, focused, diligent players. I think we all do a really good job of pushing and encouraging one another. And in a trio like this, and you can see us formed in a triangle, this is how we rehearse. And it's a very comfortable way when you have those three points, because two people can help put the other one up. Two people can help put the other one up. Or if one person's going crazy and maybe just wants to do something that is totally out of the ordinary for a song or for a performance, there's two other people to kind of be there as a voice of reason and kind of support and remind and encourage.
Okay, great. Thanks, Maddie. And Jason, I mean, being the newest member of the band, how do you see your identity within the band, and what are you excited about being here?
What really excited me, you mentioned the Craigslist ad. a few minutes ago. What drew me in with these guys is the power of the trio. It's not something that I've ever worked with before, but like they do a lot with very few instruments. Multi-instrumentalist in the band. It's impressive stuff to work with, and it's a lot of fun as far as like the chemistry of playing and everything. It's something you feel the first time you rehearse with someone when you can feel that they're feeling the music. So it's very pleasant to work with. So yeah.
That's great. Well, you guys have a great energy, and you know, it seems like you're really making some waves, you know, not just in Colorado but beyond. So I understand you have some pretty exciting shows coming up.
Yeah, like first and foremost, we're going to be playing the Fox Theater on Saturday, July 16th. We're going to be opening for One Flew West in the Longest Day of the Year. It's our first time at the Fox, so we're really excited about it. And I guess since we're plugging it, we are selling tickets. So if you'd like some, you know, message us directly or go check out Maddie at the No Name Bar. He's usually tending bar like three or four nights a week, and he'll have some tickets on him too. So come say what's up.
Oh, also, just while we're talking shows, we're playing the Boulder Band Shell during Creek Fest that Monday after the race has ended. What are we going at, 1:30, Greg?
I think it might be 1 to
2:30. 1 to 2:30 at the Band Shell for the Creek Fest. Really good event. The last handful of years we'd played along the race course, but we're going to be playing at the Band Shell this year. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I hear it's a great festival, so should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Creek Fest is kind of like a Boulder staple, so we're pumped to be a part of it.
Yeah. So for our listeners, if they want to kind of follow you on the road, see the progress of your EP and other future shows, where is the best place for them to find that information?
If you just go to our website, whiskeyautumn.com, we have everything linked there. And then, of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything. But if you go to our website, you'll see all the videos and the music and all the other social links. It's kind of the hub.
Okay, great.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, we have time for maybe two or three more tunes.
Cool. Yeah, this next song is off an EP we put out last year, and it's called June. June, Rusty stole her heart.
was great. Again, thanks for tuning in to KGNU. This is the Cabaret Program, and this is Whiskey Autumn live in the studio.
Thanks for having us again. It's been a really pleasure being here.
Yeah. And yeah, it looks like we have time for one more tune.
Great. We're going to send you off with a song off our EP called Into Something New. This song's called January.
again for tuning in. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. The time is now 7:59, and you've been listening to Whiskey Autumn. Thanks for being in the studio, guys.
Thanks again for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And coming up next is Corriente.
Tuned in to KGNU Boulder Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. My name is Catherine. I'm here doing Corriente until 10 o'clock. We just heard some from, excuse me, we just heard some bachata music.